I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a farmer on Nantucket about choosing tomato varieties and how to take care of your seedlings once they're in the ground.
Andrew Spillette has a serious love of tomatoes. He's the vegetable production manager at Bartlett's Farm on Nantucket, which means he's in charge of some 16 acres of tomatoes from seed to fruit. He can't pick just one favorite variety, so instead, he told me about a few.
I love the Cherokee Purple and the Cherokee Green varieties. These are older heritage breeds that were actually, you know, bred by the Cherokee Indians. The Cherokee Purple is kind of more like a dusky purple, almost like maroon, and then it has these really nice green shoulders, and the Cherokee Green ripens as a green tomato.
Both of the Cherokee varieties are less acidic than most tomatoes and have a flavor that Andrew describes as smoky. Brandywine, a big pink slicing tomato, is another of Andrew's favorites.
That was developed by the Amish. The Brandywine's a huge tomato, sometimes, you know, a pound and a half or 2 pounds in one tomato. And they're just, you know, they're perfect for hamburgers, for summer salads, you know, caprese salads, so forth. So.
And any other favorite varieties?
Oh, yeah. I love all the tomatoes we grow. In terms of the red tomato, my favorite is one called Celebrity. That's kind of a mid-season tomato. We grow a lot of reds that are more early harvest, like the Primo Red and Red Morning, Mountain Spring. These are all tomatoes that are supposed to ripen a little bit sooner, 72 days to 75 days seed to harvest. But the Celebrity is a little bit longer. It's more like an 80, you know, 75 or 80 day tomato. But it just has incredible flavor. That's really the tomato that you want for canning. You know, it's not a huge tomato. They're a good, 6 to 8 ounce size. But they're perfect for stewing, for canning, preserving, and so forth.
For cherry tomatoes, Andrew likes a variety called sweet orange cherries. As the name implies, they're incredibly sweet and bright orange and can get up to an inch in diameter. In general, Andrew says he likes heirloom varieties best, particularly for eating fresh.
Heirloom tomato varieties have really been selected and bred for their flavor, whereas a lot of other large red tomato varieties are bred for the vigor, producing a lot of tomatoes per plant, increased shelf life so that they don't get soft as quickly. But these heirloom varieties have been bred, you know, to have the maximum flavor, the maximum juiciness, and also, you know, these really attractive colors.
Heirloom seeds are open pollinated, which means seeds can be saved from year to year from the fruit. This is in contrast to hybrids, which are produced from crosses between two different varieties and won't reproduce from saved seeds. Whatever varieties you choose, Andrew says it's important to pay attention to your plants once they go in the ground.
You want to make sure you give the tomatoes, you know, a lot of food so that they produce nice fruit. I always like to just look at the plants as they're growing and just kind of, you know, again, look to see if there's any pest issues, any disease problems. When you water tomatoes, it's better just to water the soil as opposed to getting the leaf tissue wet, because that reduces, you know, the incidence of fungus and things like that. If you do have to water the tomatoes overhead, do it in the morning so it has the time during the day to dry out. Tomatoes really want, you know, a staking system or some kind of support, particularly for the clusters, so that the clusters don't break and things like that. And, you know, full sun. Tomatoes love sun, so a nice sunny spot.
It might seem like more work, but Andrew says keeping track of things like where you plant your tomatoes each year, when you plant them, and how they perform in terms of health, flavor, and fruit quantity is what makes for a successful and interesting tomato patch.
What I really like every year is doing, you know, experimental varieties, changing up the planting schedules a little bit, you know, because it's easy to do what you did the year before and just, oh, this is the way I did it last year, let me just do it again this year. But, you know, it takes effort to kind of dive into the numbers to see which tomatoes performed better, try new varieties and do it all. And that's, like I say, that's something that I really enjoy. You know, every year is different.
Tomatoes like the soil to be at least 55 degrees before they go into the ground outside. And the most recent UMass data shows soil temperatures on Cape Cod are averaging almost 65, which means it's time. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find a link on our website to Elspeth's blog, where there's a full list of the tomato varieties mentioned in this piece. That's at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.